When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
Work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. All those things improve the odds of success.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason and welcome to today's episode.
那我们刚刚听到的这段讲话呢，是来自于马斯克啊，就是特斯拉，然后 SpaceX 的创始人。
Ah, yes, famous tech billionaire Elon Musk.
对，那其实我觉得他真的就是好像现今这个年代全球可能是知名度最高，然后喜欢他的人非常喜欢，但是质疑他甚至批评他的人 也会非常多，就是一个很具争议性的人物啊。
Yeah, he's a very controversial figure. Lots of people love him, lots of people hate him. He's kind of a mixed bag.
哦，你刚刚说 mixed bag 就是有好有坏是吧？
Yeah, I imagine there being like an actual bag, and if you reach inside, maybe you pull something good out, maybe you pull something bad out.
诶，那今天呢，我们的节目也是一个 mixed bag， 因为我们为大家准备了满满一包来自于马斯克的建议哈。那这些建议呢，有一些真的非常有道理，但是还有一些呢，可能你听的时候就得带一把盐，是吧？英语会这样说。
Yeah, that's right. You have to take this advice with a grain of salt.
所以当我们说 take advice with a grain of salt, 意思就是要自己抱谨慎的态度，多多的分析思考。
Yeah, it means don't just believe it all right away. Give it some thought, maybe be a little skeptical.
好，那我们就从好的这些建议开始，好吗？
Yeah, that's right. We've got five pieces of good advice.
From Elon Musk. 好，那他第一条的好建议是关于一些事情的原理和基础。
That's right. He says for number one, to focus on the fundamentals.
Okay, so fundamental, 它既是一个形容词，也是一个名词。那刚刚呢，我们是把它当作名词使用，那它也是一个可数的。That's why you heard the S at the end. 当我们说要 focus on the fundamentals 的时候呢，Elon Musk 就在说，可能不同的时代就有很多的变化，但是有一些东西是很基础的，是不会变的。
Yeah, these are the things that don't change and they underlie everything else. So his advice is to focus on those important things, those fundamentals.
对，他有一句话我很喜欢，他说，你不要只听外面的这些噪声，你要想想这些噪声在释放什么样的信号。
So focus on the signal over noise, right?
对，其实这个就让我想到了他还有一个就这几年也很多人追捧的一种思维方式啊，叫做第一性原则或者首要原理。
In English, we could call that first principle thinking.
就是说你要很多东西你要深度的去思考去分析，然后呢把它提炼到蒸馏到 distill it to the fundamentals, to the first principles.
Yeah, it's kind of like breaking things down into their root components, maybe.
对对对，这个根源啊。好，那除了你要有这个非常卓越的深度思考分析力以外呢，Elon Musk 说努力工作也是非常重要的，就是前面我们听到他不断的在那个访谈里面说work hard, 不光是work hard, 还要让你像地狱一样工作。
That's right, he says to work hard and be resilient, not only that, but to work like hell.
Okay, to work like hell, 就是说你工作努力到好像已经在地狱了是吧？
Yeah, if you do something like hell, it just means you really do it to such an extent that maybe it is not fun. It's hard to do. It's like hell.
比如什么学习啊，或者健身啊，可以说吗？ I'm studying like hell, 特别是考试之前。
Yeah, you could definitely say study like hell. You can use this with pretty much any verb.
好，那除了这个很口语的 do something like hell, 还有一个很好的形容词是说要坚韧，对吧？
Yeah, to be resilient, right? To be able to withstand failure, pain, all the bad stuff.
Pressure, 对，就是说要很有韧劲啊，不要那么容易的被击垮，那么容易的放弃。他前面不是说嘛 ，I never give up, never ever ever.
Wow, yeah, you have to be very resilient to never give up.
嗯，对。然后我觉得马斯克这个 work like hell。他也很有意思，因为前面那个 clip 里面他就说到，如果你就是比别人多工作一倍，那你能 achieve 你能得到的成果也是会比他们快很多，理论上来说能够快一倍。
Yeah, it's very logical, he says, right? If other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, you're going to achieve what they achieve in way less time.
嗯，对 ，so it's simple math 对他来说是很简单的数学啊。但是除了要像开启地狱模式那样加班工作，还有一个重要的就是要冒险，你要早一点冒险。
Yeah, he specifically says to take risks early, right?
Why is that?
Well, I think as you get older, it's harder to take risks. Maybe you have children or other obligations that make it harder to take those risks. So it's better to do it when you're younger.
嗯，对，因为真的，当你成家立业以后，不光是你自己，你各种的义务也非常多哈。所以讲到义务这个词 ,obligations, 它和责任比起来是更加的那种你必须要去承担的 ,right?
Yeah, a responsibility is maybe less clear in that you absolutely have to do it, but an obligation is something you must do.
对，比如说你有家庭了，你不能就是一个礼拜工作100个小时、200个小时就完全不顾家里。
Yeah, then maybe your family won't survive and you'll end up in prison or something, right? So it's an obligation. You have to do it.
对 ,you can't ignore it. So take risks early. 就好像大作家张爱玲说的出名要趁早。不知道是不是后面他们有一些 similar fundamentals 啊。好那接下来呢我们来看看马斯克对于失败有什么样的意见。
Alright, so for number four, he says to learn from failure. And what he says is that failure is an option. And if things are not failing, then you're not innovating enough.
对，这个对于创业者来说 ,entrepreneurs 来说非常的重要。那我们先来看看这里这个词 ,option。option 呢当然它还有一个近义词就是 choice。Jason, 这两个有什么区别呢
An option and choice, they're almost the same thing, but I think of options as being all of the choices you can make.
嗯对 ,option 是选项然后 choice 呢中文是选择。所以如果你跟一个人说 failure is a choice, 他的意思就是啊你可以选择去失败好像更多是你自主选择我要去失败。Whereas failure is an option, 就是说你面前有很多摆着不同的选项。可能选择失败这个选项是最合理的对你来说是最好的。
Yeah, and maybe you don't want to fail on the fundamentals, but there's plenty of ways as a business person where failure is a good thing, right? It's a way for you to learn something new.
对，不是说我啊一开始我就没有好好干 ,I'm choosing, 我选择去失败，而是说当你真的 work like hell, you know, you think about the fundamentals, 最后还是没有 work out, 那这个时候 failure is not only an option, but maybe the smart option.
Yeah, sometimes that failure is going to lead to your next success, and without it, you wouldn't be successful.
嗯，对，就失败是成功之母嘛，这个几千年全球人都懂的大道理。所以 the fundamentals 是最基本的。
对。
好，那我们今天最后一条来自 Elon Musk 的 great advice 是什么呢？
Alright, his last one is to aim for big goals. And he says, when something is important enough,You do it even if the odds are not in your favor.
我觉得这个真的是特别特别的在他的创业经历里面很真实啊。你看他想的东西比如电动车啦航天科技啦包括星链 Starlink, 一开始大家都觉得 oh, he's crazy, he's out of his mind. 他想的东西简直是太天马行空了是吧
Yeah, he's almost like, a sci-fi character. It's kind of crazy, the businesses that he's pursued.
对对，但是呢，诶，你看马斯克他就真不是一般人嘛，他就是有这种信念，非常强的信念。当你觉得这件事情真的是那么重要了以后，即使成功的几率不是那么高，但你还是应该去尝试，你还是应该去做。
Yeah, exactly. And that's why he says you do that even if the odds are not in your favor.
所以这个 odds 意思就是几率 probability, 是吧？
Yeah, it just means that maybe it's unlikely you will succeed. If the odds are not in your favor, it's over 50% chance that you're going to fail, right?
对，所以还有一个常用的说法就是 the odds are against you.
Yeah, this means the same thing, that it's probably a greater chance that you're going to fail, that success is not guaranteed.
对，创业就是这样啊，哪有 success guaranteed 的创业，对不对？好的，那我们接下来来看看同样是来自马斯克的一些建议，但这些建议就是 I wouldn't call them straight out terrible, 我觉得也不能就直接说是很烂的建议就是要看个人，要看情况，要看你的人生和社会角色以及你的可能人生阶段哈。
Yeah, these are probably the ones you want to take with multiple grains of salt, right?
要带很多盐去斟酌的。
对。
好，我们接下来看看这些 let's call them not so good advice from Elon Musk.
That sounds perfect, yeah.
好，那第一条建议就是直接对应前面叫大家 work like hell 的那个。
That's right. And for number one, yeah, he says overworking is always the answer, right?
对，其实就让我想到刚刚所有的那些好建议嘛，就事情都有多面性啊，它有好的一面，也有不好的一面。所以虽然 work like hell, 你的 odds 会 more in your favor, 是吧？但是这样拼命的去工作，并不是说每一次都会成啊。
Yeah, this could have repercussions in your personal life that impact your success in the future, for example, or you could just get burned out and you're not happy, then what's the point of being successful anyway?
对，你刚说那个 burned out, 或者我们名词的 burn out, 就是职场上太疲劳了，就整个人都枯竭了，是吧？
Yeah, this is when you're just exhausted to the point that it's impacting you in ways far beyond your work, right?
对，所以也有一些批评者就是说马斯克的公司职场的文化嘛有待提高，甚至有人说是毒性的职场文化。
Yes, this toxic, we say, right? A toxic work culture.
就大家必须很拼很拼很拼啊。好，那 what does he say next?
All right, so for our second not so good advice, we have think big without grounding in reality.
对，这里这个 grounding in reality, ground 我们都知道是地嘛，但是它还可以这样来用，像一个动词啊。So grounding in reality 就是和现实是接轨的，是吧？你的脚是踩在地上，是切实际的。
Yeah, it's like the closer you are to the ground in English, the more realistic you are. And if you float away into the clouds, you become kind of unrealistic, right?
对，所以我们还经常看到一个形容词叫 being grounded, 一些人虽然非常成功了，但是他们还是 very grounded, 还是很脚踏实地，想法很接地气，很切实际。那当然这个 without grounding in reality or not grounded 就是比较不切实际。
That's right. And basically we're saying here that sometimes, you know, if you think so big with these goals and ideas, they're not realistic. They're not grounded in reality. And then you might fail because of that.
对，其实我觉得这条建议真的就是要看你比如说创业的阶段，包括你整个你是否处在一个可以支持你这样宏大理想的一个创业圈 the whole ecosystem, 可能还有大的经济环境各种各样，是吧？所以世界上只有一个马斯克啊。
对。Yeah, not everybody can be Musk, right?
对对，真的成大事的人是非常少啊。好，那接下来的一条，我觉得这个真的就是非常他我行我素的一个态度。
Yes, so for number three, we have ignore critics completely.
Okay, so 这里 critics 来自于 to criticize 批评啊，但这里是一个名词，说的是一类人。
Yeah, critics here just mean people that are critical of somebody, or for example, Elon Musk.
就是对持批评意见的人。然后 critics 这个词本身其实是中性的，它不是一个 negative 的词，因为有的时候批评意见是很重要的，而且这个批评也是讲得很客观很合理的。
That's right, you might hear about a film critic.
评论家 yeah.
Yeah, they're not always critical of films and saying they're bad, right? But their job is to, you know, evaluate the film.
嗯，对。但是这里马斯克更多说的就是那些对你 critical, 对你持批评意见的人，你就不要去听。这个其实也挺危险的。当然我觉得就是一个平衡要掌握啦，因为如果 focus 太多负面的评论啊什么，可能很会影响你的自信，对不对？但是如果你完全不听，完全 ignore them completely 的话， you might be missing some really important information.
Yeah, maybe ignore the way they're criticizing you, but don't ignore what they're saying, because there could be some really valuable lessons in there.
嗯，是。好，那我们最后还剩下两条建议哦。这一条也是马斯克可能被诟病比较多的。
So for number four, we have push boundaries without considering ethics.
Okay, so boundaries 就是界限嘛。然后马斯克真是一个不断的去延伸、延展、开创每一个领域新界限的人。
Yeah, it kind of means like pushing the limits, right? Making things more and more extreme, pushing the limits.
对，但是呢，这里说的就是他边界拓展太多，然后做的太快的时候，他有的时候会不去管其中的一些职业操守啊，职业道德。
Yeah, he says to do this without even considering ethics, to do it in a way that's not about good or bad, just to do it.
所以职业道德操守或者伦理啊，这个词英语就叫做 ethics.
Yeah, ethics here, which is a little different from morals, right? It's about what's right and wrong, but ethics is often used in like a professional context. So you have like a medical code of ethics, for example.
对，应该是每一种职业可能都有自己的职业操守吧，是吧？ You have your professional ethics.不过呢，也不光是这个职业操守，因为它也涉及到一些伦理，比如社会的，像现在说到的人工智能，当这个东西走得太远，太 push boundary 的时候，就踏到了我们人类社会的一些边界，一些伦理。
Yeah, that's right. It can backfire, right? If you push it too far, it's not always going to have the best outcomes, I think.
嗯，对。好，那这样我们就来到了今天最后的一条建议。
He says to tweet without a filter.
Okay, tweet 这个动词来自于国外的这个 Twitter 社交网站，但是马斯克买了以后就把它更名了。
Yeah, he changed the name to X, so now we don't have this convenient verb to tweet. We have to say to post on X, I guess.
但是基本上大家口语还是会说 tweet 呀。
Yeah, it's been years and people are still stuck in saying tweet. I think that shows that it's a better verb here.
对对对 it's a much better verb, right? 好，所以刚刚说的是马斯克觉得说你自己心里有什么想法你就把它发出来然后就不要去过滤。
Yeah, his idea is that you should just say what you feel and don't filter it, right? Don't change it so that other people perceive it a different way. Say it how you mean it.
好，所以 filter 这个词呢，它也既是名词又是动词啊。You can filter something, you can filter your thoughts, your social media posts. 但是呢，你也可以说就是 post without a filter, 或者说一个人像马斯克，他是比较 unfiltered, 不经过滤。
Yeah, it just means they're not thinking about the impact of what they're saying. Instead, they're just saying it, right?
对，但是他这么成功，你怎么办呢？也拿他没办法。
Yeah, I think nobody can filter Musk, right? He owns Twitter now. He owns X anyway, so he can say whatever he pleases.
对，特别是这个特朗普重新当选以后，好像看来他在美国会更加的 ever more powerful, huh?
Yeah, people joke and say Vice President Musk.
好像有点那个趋势啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望大家从这些马斯克的建议里面 即使你觉得这个建议不是很适合你吧，从这个英语里面你也学到了一些对你有用的内容。
That's right. Or maybe you do like some of his advice. He's a controversial figure, so we'd love to hear what you think of Elon Musk's advice.
总之别忘了 take it with a grain of salt.
That's right. Or maybe a couple grains.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。农历新年也很快就要到了，非常感谢大家在过去一年对我们节目的支持。其实去年一年开言和这个节目也走过了很多吧，但是我真的很感恩说我和 Jason 还能继续做这个节目，还能继续给大家带来一些希望是对你有用的然后免费的英语资源。那也提前祝大家新春快乐，我们在蛇年新的一年再见。
Yes, it's been such a fun journey doing this podcast with you, and I can't wait to keep doing it and putting out some more awesome free language learning content for our listeners. So happy year of the snake, and see you all next time.